This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Melvin Weik, V-E-I-K, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. Date of birth is? Date of birth is 9/22/1938. Date of service is? Date of service is 8/29/2023. Mr. Weik is a very present 84-year-old male with history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of COPD, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the hospital after he had neck pain and shoulder pain, was seen in the emergency room, had some non-specific STT wave changes. His troponins were elevated. He was transferred to St. Joe's Ann Arbor, where he was admitted to the hospital. He had a cardiac catheterization done. We did reveal three-vessel disease. Patient was subsequently seen by cardiothoracic surgeon. Patient underwent bypass surgery with surgical revascularization. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He does have some mild swelling of his lower extremities, otherwise unremarkable, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear. No auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, 1 plus, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, COPD, next sleep apnea, next GERD, next DJD, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next chronic kidney disease, next PPH. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurse know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O. Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, date of birth is 9/14/1952, date of service. Date of service is 8/28/2023. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing well. Her blood sugars had been elevated. She has been eating candies. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Nephrosapple, JVD, nolumbadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression, number one, elevated blood sugars, next history of diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, next history of allergic rhinitis, next bipolar disorder, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next morbid obesity, next degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant discussed with patient about her symptoms. She clinically seems to be stable. Her blood sugars were reviewed, which had been elevated. I have counseled her strictly that she needs to cut back on her sugar intake, cut back on carbs, cut back on carbs, continue other medications, will increase the dose of the Lantus. Will continue other medications, will monitor her sugars, will continue other medications, will have encouraged her to do some physical activity and exercise, will monitor her sugars, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Chester Dunn, D-U-N-N, Chester, C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Date of birth is 6/20/1954. Date of service is 8/28/2023. Mr. Dunn is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's laying in his bed. He states that he's been doing well and has been stable. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issue. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, chronic lymphedema, both lower extremities, next history of congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next degenerative joint disease, next history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be stable and doing well. I encourage him to ambulate some and do some physical activity, continue current medication, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Madeline Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N, Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-E-N-E. Date of birth is 11/3/1924. Date of service is 8/28/2023. Miss Quinn is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be stable and doing well. She seems comfortable at the present time. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath. She continues to complain of pain in her back as well as her hips when she moves. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any chest pain, no other complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who states that she has been doing better and has been stable. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left hip fracture. Status post left hip arthroplasty. Next, chronic back pain. Next, anxiety slash depression. Next, dementia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable and doing well. Will continue current medication. She has been on the hydroxyzine, which has been working well. Family has refused stronger pain medication and have agreed to continue on the hydroxyzine, which has been helping the patient much better. She We'll continue same. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Period. End of dictation.